You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Today is big day at my kid's school. This apparently is still a thing, DT. Field day. Da, da, dun, da, da, da.
I'm surprised.
Are you? Why?
Because there have to be winners and losers.
There is that, yes.
That's what surprises me.
I don't know if they do that now, actually. I think what everyone just does it. They participate, and then at the end of the day, everyone gets a little participation ribbon or a medal or something like that.
That doesn't surprise me.
I don't think there's first, second, third anymore, like back in our day.
Okay.
I always dominated at field day. I did really, really well. You're not going to believe this, but in a box in my basement, I still have a lot of my field day ribbons.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
You know, just in case I want to, you know, go down there.
I don't think I ever won anything at field day.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. Nothing? There's a lot of events.
Well, first of all, I don't remember.
You got long legs. I feel like you do good in the long jump.
I was probably always second or third in just about those kind of things.
That's a bummer.
I did enough athletic stuff as a kid and played on enough sports teams, but I never dominated at field day. So you're saying that now if they run the, what'd you talk about, the spoon?
Well, there's the egg on the spoon, I think they do.
Three-legged race, do they still do that? Or is that
maybe. I know there's a 50-yard dash, 100-yard dash.
So what happens when a kid crosses the finish line first? Does she or he?
Yay! And then they go on to the next
But
event.
Nobody acknowledges
Probably
who...
not. No.
You don't know?
No. Unless I'm
go
there.
Today?
Unless I'm there, which I might. Depends on what time I get out of here today. I'll be at the end of going, yeah, you were first! You were first!
You know, the funny thing, like the soccer leagues where they, quote, don't keep score is always a joke because every kid knows the score, right? They all know.
That's true. Everyone knows.
Even the kids roll their eyes. They're like, yeah, we're losing 4-2. And the coach is like,
we were on one of those leagues. We were on one of those soccer leagues. And at the end of the game, we told Reed, I was like, no, you guys lost. It was everyone just had fun and we made friends. And no, you lost. Try harder next time.
Yeah, you know, and I don't want to debate whether it's right to do that or not. That's for another time. I'm just saying it's naive to think the kids don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, you're essentially, to me, you're being condescending to children because you're saying they don't know that they lost 11-0. It's like,
they do. They know if they got their butt kicked.
It's like what you're saying is that kids are too stupid to know what's going on. And they know.
They know.
And just like when they run the 50-yard dash, they know if they come in last place.
And most parents are probably doing the same thing I am. When they get in the car, they're saying, no, you guys lost. And here was the score.
I think so.
As they should be. You know, they really should be. Because life is a competition.
It's part of the vocal 5% that I've always talked about. You got 5% who are like, we shouldn't let the kids keep score. And the other 95% are like, well, if we disagree, then we're child abusers. So I guess we'll just go along.
One more side note on field day. It always kind of rips off a scab for me because I immediately go to the home video. I can see it vividly in my mind of my sixth grade field day, which unfortunately was right around the time that I had pinworms. Mm. And when you have pinworms, you get a very itchy rear end.
Yeah,
and
you got
there
video
is
of you pulling your,
video of me doing the tug of war, man. And I was at the end of the rope helping everybody try to pull. But I only had one hand pulling the rope because the other one was scratching my booty hole.
Mm-hmm. With your worms.
It's going to town. Oh, it was so itchy trying to help. I think we lost. They wasn't using
you
two
should
hands.
Have gotten some sort of special ribbon for that.
The grossest kid in class ribbon.
Yeah, the most foul child.
I should dig that video up and post that.
And then
have,
I hope they
laugh.
Really sanitized that rope.
Yeah, they burned
afterwards.
They burned it.
Because you had your hands all over it.